Blog Talk Radio.
Oh no.
can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited just to love you, now that I have found you. Don't go.
tuned in to the Iceman Show. I'm your host, the Iceman. More bounce to the ounce, and I say what counts. Don't nobody go home till the fat man gets it in. What's happening, chocolate people? What's crack-a-lackin'? On a Tuesday afternoon. Decided to get at y'all because it's always some bullshit popping off. I wanted to talk about something that I tried to talk about Saturday, but I was having so many distractions from the mayonnaise mafia that I really didn't get a chance to explain this story the way I wanted to. Over the Christmas holiday, I decided to go out of town, and I took some of my music equipment with me so I can try to finish some of these songs. And I actually did get a good amount of work done on one song that's really, it's not a hard song. It's just one of those songs that I know I should not hurry up and write and record and produce. It's one of those songs that I need to take my time. Some songs I can write in a day or a few minutes. Sometimes it takes me a lot longer to do it because I got to write everything. I got to write the lyrics and the music. I don't deal with other people because now I got to cut extra checks. And lyrics aren't something that I love writing. I like writing music. I don't like writing the lyrics. And a lot of times my songs suffer because of the lyrics. So this time around, I'm taking a long range approach, and I'm not rushing it because like I said, I don't like putting bullshit out there. And people can smell bullshit as soon as they start listening to it. So rather than make the mistake of this water spilt on me here. Rather than making that mistake, I'd rather just keep it gangster and take my time. But anyway, we're in here. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Iceman Show podcast. This is, I do my Iceman Show podcast on during the week. And then on the weekends, I do the Player Circle podcast, which is nothing but dating and relationships. We do that every Saturday. Every Saturday, usually about 1 p.m., 2 p.m., something like that, Pacific time. What up, Painless Rising? Damn, cooking meth in a car in a Walmart parking lot? That sound like they ass. Don't in San Antonio, I don't put nothing past. What up, Triple T Kill? Everybody, this is Donation Tuesday. Please go over to asktheiceman.com, scroll down to the donate button, and donate today. All right? Let's get that popping. You know how we do it, YouTube. You know how we do this. Because I'm going in tonight. I want to lose some of my Facebook friends tonight, especially these, the trifling crowd. You dig what I'm saying? We don't have MOSs in the Air Force, dog. But anyway, this past Friday, I got an return email back. I told y'all for Christmas vacation, I went out of town, caught myself trying to get some work done, try to relax a little bit, that I could kick back. And I booked a hotel online. I go out of town thinking I'm get my chill on, and I get to the hotel. The hotel's fucked up. Okay, I didn't know this, because a lot of times when you book hotels with these chains, with these major hotel chains, you don't know what you get. I know what you're gonna say. You're gonna be like, man, did you look at the picture of the hotel? Did anything look right or what? Yeah, I did all that. I checked Google reviews, everything. Nobody had nothing bad to say. So I say, cool. I get there, they doing remodeling on the hotel. Look, man, let me just say this, man. If somebody's working on your hotel, if you're in the whole hospitality business or you're in the food service business, that's very subjective. So when you go to these places, the last thing you want to hear is excuses. That's why a lot of times some hotels and some restaurants, they'll just close. They'll be like, we're going to be closed for 2 weeks. Yeah, are they going to lose money? Yeah, but they can write off their downtime. So it's greedy of this particular multi-billion dollar hotel chain to sit up here and be working or have people have a construction company working. Now, they weren't working on the floors that they booked us on, but they were working on the lower floor. And they're doing work in there. And that some people get put off by that kind of stuff. I'm one of them. Because I'm thinking, why y'all being greedy? Why don't you just close and let them get their work done? But instead, what some of these hotels do is they'll sit up there and have you stepping over, you know, dirt and concrete and all this kind of shit. I'm just like, then they'll try to, what they tried to do is they stuck everybody on the fourth floor. So that meant you got all these stupid ass families who like, there were people, grown ass people, and like looked like adolescents who were running in and out of each other's rooms. That's moronic behavior. If you want to do that shit, go to Motel 6. Go to the Days Inn. That's where you do that kind of dumb shit at. You don't go to a level hotel where I was staying and pull that. And I was wondering, I was like, why is this particular brand cheaper than they usually are compared to the ones in other cities in the state? Or in the area, or within the 100 miles, and that should have been indication enough that something was wrong. I get in the room was just it didn't have the feel of a nice hotel. Let me just leave it at that. No pens, no writing. You know how you got writing paper and stuff like that in there. Everything's new in the everything's new in the room. This looked like somebody's house. It was that bad. And then on top of that, there was stringy-ass human hair in the tub. And I called down and said, hey, man, what up with this? And some Somalian dude answered the phone, and he said, hey, man, I'm going to tell the manager. I was like, okay, let him know. Because I would have let him come in and clean the tub. The decor was all old. Now, the general manager wasn't there. It was a young sister who was the front desk supervisor. She was cool. She tried to accommodate me. But I put on the reservation that I wanted extra tiles in the room. Because you go in these hotels, and these people are bringing their damn dogs in there. I'm like, what is up with that? I used to have a service dog, and then people would like, well, is that a service dog? I'm like, what do you think? I have a card right here and letters. And they're like, oh, okay. Got people bringing their pets in there. You know what, man? I don't know. Look, man, let me tell you something. I do not like staying in hotels that accept pets because these people will let their pets crap, defecate, and urinate all over the carpet, and they won't even clean it up. When I had my dog in the room, I put puppy pads all where she knew where to use the bathroom anyway. Okay? That's what responsible dog owners do. So I don't like walking around with my bare feet on these hotel floors because they don't never shampoo the floors. They supposed to clean that stuff at least once a week or once every 2 weeks. Them carpets ain't that dark. They get dark like that because you don't clean them. You don't shampoo them. And all other people's skin and bodily fluids are all on the bed. All you're going to do is change the sheets and vacuum with a dirt devil? Nigga, please. So right there, that put me off. Then I go down to the hotel restaurant, and this young Mexican chick was working in there. I go down there. The front desk supervisor gave me a voucher to eat breakfast. So I go down there and says, you know, wait to be seated. So I'm standing there at the lectern waiting to get seated. And, you know, a little young Mexican chick come up to me. It was like, she said she tried to be real slick, but I picked up on it real quick. And I got to paraphrase what she said because I can't even remember exactly what she said. But I was a little salty. It was to the effect that she wasn't trying to come out and say I was trying to, you know, I was in there trying to get something for free. But she kind of said it like I didn't expect to have to pay or something like that. And I looked at her and I was like, bitch, are you serious? And I showed her the voucher. If I'm gonna eat breakfast, I'll pay for it. But they gave me a voucher. She said, oh, okay. So the young sister that was back there cooking made me an omelet. I tipped her. I didn't tip that Mexican chick. I didn't tip her ass. She kind of looked at me crazy because I walked all the way over there right in front of her, handed the cook a whole bunch of ones. And she said, oh, thank you. Old girl looked at me like, damn, I don't get nothing? No, I ain't in the business of handing out free money. Yo, what up, frat? So, anyway, I got work done, but I didn't get a chance to relax like I wanted to. And so I go to the, by the way, y'all, don't start talking shit. This is water. All right? This is water. All right? Because I know how some of y'all are. Which is sorry asses. Okay, anyway. So, you know, I was already kind of like, damn, you know, this ain't working out. Then I went to the grocery store, try to get some, you know, how you get those them handcrafted salads. I get back to the hotel, the thing was, this lettuce was old. Cheese was all hard. The croutons were hard like little rocks. I started to go back over there and get my money back because I paid $7 for that salad. So I was salty about that. Anyway, man, it just, you know how sometimes something, you know, one thing will be wrong and it'll just be a sliding, declining scale where everything you do, you know, I'm one of them kind of people, things ain't got to be perfect, but they got to be right. You know what I'm saying? Which means that what I'm saying, things have to be average. They, you know what I'm saying? Your best, I'm looking for your best effort of if you're in the food service business or the hospitality business. That's what, anyway, let me hear him tell this story so I can move on. So I said, okay, I got ready to check out the little flat, flabby Miss Ofay was behind the counter. She was like, how would you stay? I was like, wasn't good. And she was like, well, you should let my general manager know, send her an email or something. I said, oh, I will. So actually, I had already sent the general manager an email before I left, before I even checked out. But I noticed that wasn't open. She said, oh, the general manager ain't here. So I figured what she did, she went and took Christmas Eve, Christmas, day after Christmas, day after that off, and then, you know, had everybody else work while she sit at home with her family. And so I get an email the next day from the general manager apologizing, but the tone of the email was basically as such that we never get no complaints and my staff is perfect. How many of you, after you graduated from school, worked in food service management or hospitality management? Just post something in the chat room. Now, you know damn good and well, the what's the number one motto? I used to be a director of customer service for a company. You know what I used to tell my customer service supervisors and agents? The customer's always right, even when they're wrong. You know why? Because it ain't just about validating their concerns, because it sounds patronizing. You know how when you call the cable company and you say, hey man, my cable box keep going off and on. Me and my wife trying to watch TV. We can't even watch TV, man. What up? What up with that? Oh, sir, I understand your frustration with your cable box not working. That sounds like something that happens with my cable box. And it sounds like they're reading off a damn script. And it sounds patronizing. See, that's a customer service person who ain't properly trained or they don't understand the English language, which is why I don't like calling these customer service you think you calling somewhere and it's in the States and you actually call in Mexico, Philippines, or India. And they give them fake American names like Bobby, Jeff, Mary, stuff like that, when they ain't even their goddamn name. Your name is Pradeep. Your name ain't Bobby. So that all, and then, you know, they take an American job. So I ain't happy about calling that and dealing with that anyway. But anyway, anytime you in those two industries, especially, I was going to say retail too, but I care less about retail. When you're in that line of work, you don't get paid a lot of money. Yeah, you get bonuses as the manager, but you don't make a whole lot of money. You make good money, but you don't make great money. Okay, but the one thing you never do is make the customer feel like it was their fault that you didn't meet their expectations or exceed their expectations. And that's what pissed me off. I don't give a damn at the corporate level, they set the price lower than the same hotel, in another location. I could care less. But there's a reason why they did that. They know damn good and well they should be closed, but instead they're still open doing a remodeling project, which turns people off. Because the one other time that happened at another a four star hotel, they were working on the front lobby area redoing that, and had to walk through all this, you know how they put that plastic up so it won't, so that, you know, that that plaster won't fall on you. And I told the front desk person that, you know, I didn't too much like all that happening. And she just said, oh, don't worry about it, we ain't going to charge you. It was like four, my bill was like $400-some, because I was there like 4 days. 4 or 5 days. So she right off the bat, she didn't even bullshit. She just went ahead and said, no, I'm, you know, that's what you do when you know you ain't right. Because first impressions are what? The last impression. So she didn't even bother to offer me. Because I've been at other hotels, and when the service wasn't bad, all I had to do was email the manager. He's like, well, you know, you were there 2 days, I'll take a day off. I'm like, fine, I'll take that, because the elevator barely worked, okay? And you know how frustrating that is if you're on an upper floor. That's no excuse. Have your maintenance people fix that. See, the reason why that kind of stuff happens at these hotels is because the maintenance, certain maintenance, is going to come out of the manager's bonuses. So they play around with half-ass maintaining the facilities. But somebody sharp like me, who's been in hotels all around the world, you ain't going to fool me. And I ain't one of them kind of people that just sucks it up and deal with it. I'm going to let you know, hey, player, things ain't right. Fix them shit. So then, you know how you get that feedback survey? Oh, man, I dropped my draws and I shit it all on their hotel, which is something I normally don't do. I don't do that. I'm honest, but, you know, some stuff I'm willing to let slide. If the hotel is still nice and people are making an effort to be friendly and professional, I have no problem with that. What I got a problem with is when people sit up here and try to do a half-ass job and then turn around and pretend like they doing their best, and I should just understand. So after I did that feedback survey, here she comes sending another email talking about, I got the link to that, you know, the survey, and I'm really sorry. And again, she started with that "my staff don't make mistakes" bullshit. That pissed me off, like the late great Robin Harris. It pissed me off to the highest of pistivity. You heard? Still didn't offer me nothing. I said, "Okay, bitch, I'll fix your ass." So I sent an email. I sent a reply email. And I was like, look, you know, you're making excuses for your staff. And that's not how you run a hospitality operation. You don't let people shit on your employees, but you don't sit there and not own. Because sometimes owning shit will cool people down. Because I've been in that situation where I had to personally call a customer and say, look, you know, they messed up on this on your account. You know, I'm the director. I will personally supervise the process of this action. And you have my promise that it will be conducted properly. Okay? And some of those people did have some choice words for me. I just took it and went on about my business. You digs? Anyway, she sent an email, said she was going to give me a full refund. I said, okay, cool. That was in the second email. That was like 2 or 3 days later. So then I waited probably about 2 or 3 more days. Nothing ever hit my account. So then I called the 800 number, the customer service relations people, and they were like, so what's going on? I said, look, you know, I said, I have never stayed at this particular brand hotel, and they not be top notch. This is the first time I've ever stayed at that brand hotel, and the hotel was old and outdated. Look, the decor was outdated. There were no materials in the room. You could tell that nobody has been in that room to make sure that stuff was updated. You know, paperwork in there was updated. Because, you know, in some hotels, you can order room service. I want to make sure I have up-to-date materials. Because I don't want to order something that ain't on the menu. So I said, okay. She said, let me call the property. I said, okay, cool, whatever. So she called. She had me on hold about 5 minutes. I said, okay. She came back and said, well, she said, here's what I can give you. I can send you a gift card that's good for a year. You can stay. It's good for one free stay. And the property manager says she give you 1 day refund. I said, that ain't what this email said. She said, what email? I said, she sent me an email, said that she was going to give me a full refund. And she said, she did? I said, yes. She said, well, that's not what she said. I said, this woman is dishonest. See, that's another thing that got me pissed. I don't like liars. Straight up. I don't like liars, dude. Especially when you don't have to lie. But see, she thought she was going to blow me off. Because that's what a lot of people just say. A lot of people just say to hell with it. Which is probably the reason why nobody ever shitted on their hotel like they should have. Anyway, she said, wait, you know, 3 to 5 business days. And I said, okay, cool, whatever. So I waited. Nothing. It's almost 2 weeks. I said, okay, this is totally disrespectful. So I sent her 2 more emails. Saying, when do you plan on giving me this full refund? That bitch just ignored me. She just ignored me. Like, you're like, I ain't, fuck you. That was her attitude. I said, okay, bitch. I'm going to show you who I'm dealing with, who you dealing with. Let me show you who you dealing with. And as you know, the internet, there's layers to the internet. I studied the internet when I was doing my MBA program because my emphasis was IT management, technology, and I had to take computer science classes. So I know how to look for stuff. And I kept looking and digging and digging and digging until I found a message board. And you know how you go to these big hotels and even medium-sized ones. You go to their website and you know, notice all they got is an 800 number. Maybe they got an email address, but it's some old general. It goes into a general customer service bank or queue. So the next available agent, whoever gets the email, answers your email. It could be Becky, could be Jessica, could be Darkeisha. So it's very impersonal. And they in this particular hotel purposely had nothing but the 800 number. I said, okay, motherfuckers. Okay, you really trying to fuck with the Iceman now, huh? So what I did is I kept digging until I found another message board that had the CEO, I'm talking the CEO of the company, the vice president of customer relations or something like that, and then the VP of corporate sales. The guy had all three of their email addresses. I don't know how he got them. I'm thinking he got them from somebody that worked there. I said, okay. I took all three of them email addresses and I typed up a nice little old funky letter. Professional, but funky. And I get an email back from the CEO's executive assistant. And she said, on behalf of the CEO of this company, I am truly sorry for your experience with the general manager at that property. You can be assured that every last one of your dollars will be refunded to you in the form of, you know, okay? You know what happened next. You know what happened. Nigga, you know. Oh, you know what happened. I guarantee that CEO, it was his executive assistant, I guarantee she called one of the VP that's over operations, which is like the actual hotels. I guarantee she CC'd and BCC'd old dude, forwarded my email to old girl, and I guarantee he or she got on the phone and called her and was like, what the hell are you doing? Because I copy and pasted the original email she sent to me promising me to fully refund my money. See, ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this here. Remember when I did that podcast and I said that my undergrad is criminal justice. And I remember a detective saying this. He said, on average, the average criminal makes a minimum of 32 mistakes. He said, that's minimum. Minimum. He says, usually more than that. They'll kill somebody and cut their cell phone off thinking, oh, well, there won't be no phone transmission. But then the dumbass forgets that there's license plate readers all over the place. So if your car goes somewhere, plus there's cameras everywhere. And one thing I forgot to tell you guys when I did that podcast on AI, they got technology where the camera will pick up your face and tell you, it'll tell what your race is, what your disposition is, if you're happy, in a bad mood. It reads your facial expressions. Let me tell you something. In the next 5 to 10 years, you ain't going to be able to do no crime. Not no street crime. Because they're going to pick that shit up. Not them blurry ass cameras they got today. China's already working. You already using some of that technology right now. That shit is scary. Because they can take your image and put you at that street at that time, and you might have been sitting at home. There's all kind of ways you can manipulate that shit. Hell, they said Sandra Bland hung herself. But yet wasn't no cameras in the cell. Let me explain something to you. I would love to be the fly on the wall when she gets her merit increase annual evaluation. I would love to be that fly on the wall. Because this incident right here, where she's sitting up there lying and being a dick, that shit came back to haunt her ass. Okay? If she had been probably somebody that just got hired, that's cause for dismissal. When you do something like that and somebody gets the CEO's and the vice president's goddamn email address and they got to hear about you shitting on customers. Now, she could have avoided that by being a good steward of that company and just saying, fuck it. It doesn't pay. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this. And I know this has not that much to do with the topic of the podcast today, but I have to say this. And by the way, we're doing a triple cast tonight. If you want to be on the air, the guest call-in number is area code 646-668-2291. You said something like BJ's tire shop. Y'all niggas stupid. See, sometimes it's best to leave people alone because you never know how ruthless and how, let me just say, how a situation like that, instead of it, you trying to get as much bonus money as possible, you sitting up there looking out for your bonus instead of taking care of your customers. See, again, she might have, and there's no telling. They probably wrote her ass up for that. You get a reprimand or something like this where the CEO find out you shitting on your customers. That's a career killer in that industry, because what's going to happen is everybody's going to look back at this guy had to contact the damn CEO of the company because you wanted to try to keep from giving a guy some goddamn money back. And then she's talking that my staff don't make no mistakes shit. You never do that. Because human beings make mistakes. And you're going to make excuses like there wasn't nothing wrong with your hotel. And I'm like, this level of hotel, if I told you what hotel it was, you'd be like, God damn, Iceman, no wonder you complained. That's the first and last time I'll ever deal with that shit with that particular brand. They got different brands, but this one is near the top. Okay? So I expect better than that, because they do have locations that are less, you know, how could I say, less upscale. But they're still nice hotels. But I've had better stays at those hotels than I had when at that particular time I stayed there. And this actually does tie into what we're talking about today. See, I don't give up very easily on certain things, which is why I'm where I am today. You're not going to tell me to go away and I go away. I might go and cool off, but then I'm going to come back with more weaponry. And now you're going to have a even bigger problem. See, when I worked in that industry, I made sure that I never let that shit get up to my level. I had my supervisors take care of that kind of shit. You treat everybody with respect. Because I remember one time I used to be a general manager of a restaurant. And sometimes these Caucasian women have a habit of selectively providing customer service, and with some folks selectively not providing customer service. And it's usually based on race. And I remember one time I had a black couple who called me over there to the table and said, "Look, you know that waitress, she's giving us bad service." And I said, "Oh, Ashley?" And see, I already kind of had an idea that this bitch wasn't worth shit, but you know, you got to catch folks in the act. You know what I'm saying? I could always detect when somebody's got a problem with black people, and she was one of them. So I told them, I said, "Look, I'll take one of your dinners. Off, and then all you have to do is pay for one of them, and then, you know," and they were like, "You know, we really don't want anything free. We just wanted to let you know," because they were well-to-do black people. They wasn't no broke black folks, but they appreciated the gesture. I said, "No, I insist." They said, "Okay, no problem." So they paid for their beverages, but one of the meals was comped, and I pulled Miss Ashley aside, and I said, "What is your problem?" She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Those folks, that seemed like a nice couple. How are you not serving them?" She was like, "Well, I didn't think they had a problem." I looked at this little bitch. I said, "Who you think you talking to?" See, I've been around them, so I know their little tricks. They don't fool me. So I said to her, I said, "How can you screw up a table like that?" She was like, "Well, I don't know why they're saying it, that I gave them bad service." Because, man, she said they half-assed. She half-assed. She acted like she didn't want to be bothered with them. She took an hour and a half to come back over there to check on them after they got their food. And, you know, but then I watched her waiting on Caucasian customers, and she was friendly, accommodating. Because I've gotten that kind of service from restaurants, from white females, too. And I called them out on that shit. So I wasn't surprised. I knew she was full of shit because I when I got hired there, she was very unfriendly. I could tell she wanted a white manager, and she was one of these get over type Caucasian women that, you know, playing the victim role when it's applicable, calling in sick all the time, then get there and be bullshitting. You know, be out there on the side of the restaurant smoking cigarettes, taking cigarette breaks. I'm like, I said, "You only get one break. What are you doing out here every hour smoking a cigarette?" I need to smoke. I said, "I don't give a damn what you need. You leaving two servers naked in here." Of course, she got an attitude. So what she started doing is calling off when she knew I was at work. So I stopped writing on the schedule, you know, the manager schedule. I stopped putting my schedule on there I told the assistant general manager, I'm not putting my schedule on there because I want to make sure Ashley don't call in sick. So I documented all that. Understands me? See, I'm one of them kind of black folks. You don't scare me with your pale skin. You don't scare me. I don't immediately see a Caucasian person and I get scared. You don't invoke fear in me. See, that's the problem with black people is we're scared of Caucasian people. For no reason. Cowardice is a default. That black folks, it's a coping mechanism that black folks default to based on laziness and fear of the unknown. So you wonder why we got so many lame, pussy-chasing, weak-ass, Democrat-voting black men. Look at the so-called family environments they're coming from. I come from a family where my father is a simp. So there were some things that I let go in some previous relationships, especially early on in high school, and, you know, that I should have got rid of them bitches. And I didn't. Some of them even had mental problems, and I should have gotten rid of them. But you live and learn. Now I wash my hands of women immediately after figuring out I'm dealing with a broken down hoe. So you wonder how simps are made. We're gonna get into this, but I need for my folks to go ahead and go over to asktheiceman.com. And make those donations. We got to get that popping. I notice we might be slipping today. You know, I don't want to have to stop the show or the broadcast, should I say. But I will do it if folks are not kicking in. I don't run a freeloading. I'm not going to tell you to change. You think I'm going to get sued for that? Telling you the chain ain't even important. You said Deacon Patterson would take care of it. Sound all right, church nigga. Y'all niggas stupid, man. All right, let's get it popping, man. You know how we do. Don't get brand new on me, YouTube. Okay, we're going to be on, you know what, I'm just going to call it a day on Blog Talk Radio since y'all not calling in.